Welcome to the I Love Monday show. I'm Kyle, Mr. Monday. It's good to be back. We had a week off last week. I'm feeling nice and refreshed.
Like how I left you hanging right off the start.
I know, and you're going through your hair and stuff. You put olive oil in that thing? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Yeah, that's nice. So I got Donnie Zolo with me tonight. Give it up for this guy.
Yeah. Zolo.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm fucking psyched to be back.
Did you see a video? Last week, you're supposed to meet us in Boston.
Yeah, well, I would have met you in Boston if you guys got back to me in a timely manner. It was like, oh, yeah, the game starts in about 12 minutes if you want to come down. Like, well, yeah, all right,
You're the biggest Boston fan in the world. You know what time the game starts.
I know what time the game starts, but when you say I'm just at the Garden, it's kind of a big place.
I'm going to look at my text messages, and we're going to see the times and stuff, because it was like 4:12.
When I sent the initial message, and you reply back at like 7:40 or something.
When's the last time you've been on Causeway Street? Throwing a Bruins game. Have you seen it in there? I didn't even recognize. I mean, Klusky.
People were out of control. There was a lot of wackos out there.
But I felt like I was in Vegas. Like, I didn't know where I was.
Guys roller skated in from Cambridge.
You thought you were in Vegas? Like what? Like the landscape? Like it was so crazy looking?
But the way they have it's like inverted, the 150 Causeway, it's like inverted now, and there's like an escalator. I don't know if you saw it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fancy.
It's nice.
Yeah, we're moving up.
What do you think about the Bees tonight? They're up 2-1.
I have total confidence, which makes me feel that they're going to lose, because I'm like, I think they got this now and they're taking it in 5. And if you talk to me after game 1, I was like, this series is over. And after game 2, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a dogfight.
So they kicked ass Saturday night.
Yeah, they did. I had a show while the game was going on, but I was getting score updates, and even though that we'd occasionally break in with like good news, like, hey, 2-0, 3-0, it just was not turning this crowd around at all. It was the biggest
problem. How many hecklers did you have at your show this week?
I wish there were hecklers. Unfortunately, they were even worse. There were these people.
Real serious joke.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
That's the worst.
I'd rather have high energy negative shitheads than no energy.
Jesus. What's the matter with these people?
They didn't know what a gift they were being given that night either.
Klusky, how you living, huh?
Is that your transition to high energy shithead? Is that
to me? You I'm look doing different. Good. Why do you look different? Are you in sit-ups or something?
No, I just have a bigger hooded sweatshirt on than I normally wear.
You look
wear.
Less fat. I gotta say that.
Yeah.
You look kind of hip.
Thank you, man. This is a tank top and a hooded sweatshirt. I'm all dressed up for the occasion. I want to look handsome for you.
So, don't you have a venue Friday night?
Yeah, we got this new setup for Friday night. It's not an open mic. We're going to have some killers there. There's going to be a showcase. But if you are an up-and-coming comic and you want a couple minutes on a Friday night, we know how it is. We know how it is coming up. We'd like a couple guys to come in there, play some audience, and we might get 4 or 5 minutes or whatever. But the venue is beautiful.
Where is it?
It's the Italian American Club in Lynn.
Yeah!
That's the greatest place in the world, by the way.
It is. What's the address there?
93 Harbor Street.
Oh, man. It's going to be so
Lynn,
much fun.
Mass.
I lived at 93 Old Harbor in Southie.
Really?
Yeah.
They threw you out of there, huh?
Yeah, I was glad to get out of there. It was a shithole.
Was that before Southie got like real popular?
No, it was. I was at the early stages of Southie getting popular. Yeah, and it still did me no good socially.
Kind of what happened with the comedy too, huh?
Yeah, I got in just as it was taking off, and everybody else around me got up and it exploded.
Grandfathered in.
Hey, yeah. So Friday night, that'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be a party. Come down. I'll pat you on the back. You can watch me drink whiskey. It's a good time.
Who is Miss Monday this week?
Miss Monday this week is Kitty. She's a former pastry chef.
Now?
She owns and manages an entertainment company as well as designs clothes. She's currently working in the electronic dance music field. I don't know the specifics of that. I hear it's huge. I'm an old man. But she's been living in Tampa for the past 7 years. She grew up in Baltimore. This lady has a lot going on, all right? She's a very beautiful woman here. She's Miss Monday. And as always, Miss Monday is brought to you by John's Roast Beef. John's Roast Beef has the best sandwiches, dinners, plates, and tacos. Dine in or take out 781-595-6105. And if your kid is able to graduate high school, get them a couple platters for a graduation party.
Yeah, and Tasha will give you a really good deal on those platters, too.
Yeah.
And Miss Monday, so I talked to her. She has an apparel company.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So I was like, listen.
I'm privy.
So, like, there's a couple girls who want, you know, bikinis and bathing suits. So I'm like, can you make us bikinis and bathing suits? She's like, well, my sewing machine's locked up for a month. I'm like, what? What do you mean? So she's like, moving. She actually sews. Like, who sews anymore?
My nana.
My mother. You know what I mean? Like, no one even sews anymore.
The people of Santa Poco.
It's a tough business model when you have to sew all of the clothing.
I was pretty impressed by that, though. And she's not that old. She's young.
Well, it's really hard. You have to push a piece of fabric underneath a needle.
That's not what you're used to using a needle for.
Come on, you don't. You think my mom made those Superman costumes I wear here?
All right, let's go right in and shoot the shit. Bullseye. Matador is gored in the buttocks by a raging beast at a Madrid festival.
Yeah, you got to be careful if you're Googling this, because if you look up Bull Destroys Guy's Ass, you're going to get a different video than what you're showing. This is a matador who got the bull's horn right in his butthole. And this guy, he is in a hospital right now. He ruptured things. Something's broken. That's what happens when you turn your back on a big horn.
Jesus, that is bad.
Oh, his butt's bleeding.
That's worst case scenario.
Jesus. Imagine that. That's gross.
Yeah.
Did you ever, your butt ever bleed, Don? I mean, I don't really want to put you on the spot, but.
I'm bloodless in the North Shore.
Really?
Yeah, no.
So the South Shore's where you get it?
Do they make maxi pads? we should make maxi pads for matadors, because this is probably happening a lot, right?
Just say this guy's 26 years old. He looks like he's 46. These people don't age over there.
How big was it?
Like, the horn?
How big was the cut?
We don't call it that. It's called a rectum. We're trying to have a clean show here. The cut?
Yeah, I said how big is the cut? Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean the incision from the horn? I don't know. It was bigger than a fist. Look at that thing. It's going into
him. He got
him.
Stitches in his bum?
Yeah. And his boyfriend asked the doctor to throw in an extra three.
Oh! Donnie, I bet you'll know the answer to this. Do you think that that bull is gay? Because you can pick it up.
I think it's a heterosexual bull that's just out...
He's
experimenting.
Mad.
He's just experimenting. That bull's he's in bull college.
Why wouldn't they like have like something protective over the groin area and the behind?
Well, like, I think it probably goes back to tradition. Like they didn't do that in the 1700s when bullfighting originally started, according to this story I just made up.
Right, but I mean things have changed. I mean you got to change with the times. Protect your genitals.
Oh, God, you start wearing protective. Protective gear on your nuts for fighting bulls. Next thing you know, you're splitting a salad with a guy.
What's that thing weigh? 2,400 pounds? That thing weighs like 2,400.
That guy's gonna shit horn for a week.
Look at, by the way, look at all the blood on the bull. Like, that's like.
Is that from his bum?
I thought that.
Guy's ass?
What I was always thinking was that, like, the way you killed the bull was you stabbed the bull, like, in the head to, like, end the game.
Yeah.
It looks like they're just, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. It looks like maybe that guy was just having a little fun before, like,
Or he's trying to kill him, like, with a sexually transmitted disease or something. I don't know if that was his way. He doesn't
over
have
a long
sword.
Haul?
Yeah, it's a long, this is a long con. This guy's winning in the end.
This guy's like the Komodo dragon of bull.
Donnie, does a video like this get your juices flowing?
No, it doesn't. It stops my juices very much in the tracks. My erection has gone down since this show started.
I get an innie when I see this stuff.
I only have like a three-quarter husky. I started full mast.
You got a growler down there, I heard.
A growler.
All right, let's go to the next one.
You know who taught me the word growler? Matt O'Neill, Blue Ox.
O'Neill, Blue Ox, good guy. He's afraid to be in the meatball contest. All right, let's go to the next one. He is. I'm not kidding about that.
Is that an Italian men's auction? What is that?
We'll talk about it later, end of the show. Guy sets himself on fire outside the White House. He dies and had 85% burns all over his body.
That's typically what happens when you burn yourself. Arnav Gupta is a man who was filmed setting himself on fire. This is, yeah, it's absolutely out of control. The 33-year-old had been reported missing by his family earlier that day. If you're 33 years old, how does your family report you missing halfway through the day?
That's what I don't get. Yeah, like, you're gone for 4 hours and they reported him missing. It almost makes me think that there's something even weirder to this story that we don't know about.
Absolutely.
But that being said, I'm like, they said he didn't even have protective gear on, right?
He was just calmly walking across the lawn like he's practiced this over and over again. I would have been screaming like a little girl. I don't know what...
I gotta say, I was impressed with the Secret Service. They were on top of that guy in under 20 seconds putting him out. Like, and if I took the call, they'd be like, yeah, there's a guy letting himself on fire about a quarter mile away. I'd be like, it sounded like you said somebody's lighting themselves on fire, and I wouldn't know how to react to that. They were there in 15, 20 seconds.
Look at his arm. It looks like he has like a wool coat on, but that's his skin like melting. It's disgusting.
I see wasted potential. This is a guy who's willing to commit wholeheartedly to something he believes in. And I have no
what
idea what he believes
in. That's the thing. What does he believe in?
I think he's like a big Pink Floyd fan. Lunatic. He's just a big Pink Floyd fan. Yeah, I don't know what he's
that's
doing.
That's the only thing I can think of is that with USA on the shirt, he thinks that he's like, I'm burning down the USA or whatever.
I guess.
Like maybe. I don't
I need a sentence or two. You know what I mean? Give me a caption.
He thinks he's making a statement. And
I really, I'm not
himself.
A big fan of manifestos, but I feel like if you burn yourself alive,
yeah,
you,
you've earned one.
You've earned a manifesto, like yeah. you have. Like you should, the manifesto should be left in your bedroom so that they come and discover it, and then we talk about your manifesto.
Absolutely.
What country was he from?
That's a good question. I could barely pronounce his name. Jesus I'm ignorant. Christ, I don't know.
I mean, imagine what he smells like.
Now?
You know, burning. This is going to be disgusting.
Really? Look at how calm he looks in that picture.
Listen, he has an American, a USA shirt on. He's outside the White House. I mean, he's
was
trying,
he trying to,
he's
to get
totally
shot.
Famous.
Was
trying
that,
to get famous.
Was he trying to get shot?
Yeah, he...
Is that like the...
On the bright
and
side,
and why didn't they shoot him? That amazes me, too. Like, if he lit
they
himself,
wanted him to burn to death.
Oh. He, oh, this wasn't the White House lawn. That's right, right?
It's like a half a mile from the White House.
Okay, I was confused there.
All right. Well, you know what? He's dead, and... That's what he deserves to be.
Now he's got an extra 100 Instagram followers. So,
latest weight loss. Excuse me.
Breath, sound it out.
Latest weight loss craze uses light therapy and infrared heat. I mean, does this stuff really work?
I doubt it.
So basically, they wave some laser wand that heats up some temperature, like almost 200 degrees Fahrenheit, internally in your body, and it supposedly melts fat, which I don't understand where it goes. Gonna be dripping on your fucking
organs.
Why
do you have to work out then? If the laser is doing all this bullshit, I should be able to lie there. Like.
I think it's you just have to wiggle back and forth so the laser doesn't hit your penis. That's the only thing that you have to be concerned with. It burns over 400 calories a minute. 600 calories.
600 calories a minute?
I'm sorry, in a 60 minute session. Oh, I'm more focused on
you know what else burns 600 calories in 60 minutes? Working out.
Yeah, what about like working out, eating right, you know, doing it the normal way? These fads are ridiculous.
If that was 600 calories in a minute and it was like you go in there for 20 minutes and it's like, oh, look it, I just lost like 12 pounds of fat, I might actually sign up for that.
I feel like
but this sounds like you could have just gone to Taibo.
You wasted the same amount of
time.
These
people do these like fads. I think they would do just about anything, like drugs, alcohol, you know?
You know what's funny is, if they just looked at getting on an elliptical as a fad, they'd all be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you just get on this thing, you whip your arms back and forth, these thing, you know, Tony Braxton.
If you do it an hour a day, it has great results.
Something that's 200 degrees, you're not going to lose, of course you're going to lose weight. I mean, it's unnatural, but it makes no sense.
Actually,
you deserve to get sick.
Skip that.
What are you going to say, Klaus?
I can't remember his name, and I had a witty comment that I'll say for after the show. Okay. Bonus content. Patreon.
All right, let's go to this next one. Kellogg's employee filmed himself pissing on cereal in a production line. He gets thrown in jail for 10 months.
Yeah, that answers the age-old question of who pissed in your cornflakes. Gregory Stanton is the answer. He pleaded guilty in November to tampering with the product. He's 49 years old. He works at a Memphis facility. He uploaded footage of himself urinating on Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, and
God.
Puffed Rice
Listen,
Cakes.
He videoed it. No wonder he got caught.
He's been jailed for 10 months as a result of
what
seasoning
a stream of
your
piss
breakfast.
He has.
I didn't even think it was that good of a stream. Well, that's decent.
That's a good stream.
That's a solid stream. I wasn't impressed at first, but now.
What are some good names for like Rice Krispies with piss on them? Like Rice Pispies?
Rice Pispies.
I mean.
Snap, Crackle, and Pee.
I mean, Rice Mushies.
Rice Mushies.
Golden Graham's Dirty Urine
So
sample.
He videoed his own stuff, so he definitely was doing this before. Maybe he videoed other times too.
Yeah, but I just don't. I think that when you videotape yourself, you are asking to get caught. Like, if you're setting up a video camera for yourself, you're saying, I want to get caught. He wanted to get caught for some reason.
I will disagree with you almost in a devil's advocate point of view. But when you upload it to fucking YouTube, that's literally asking to... That's more than asking to get caught.
Now,
that's turning yourself in.
I gotta say this.
That's turning yourself in.
I don't know. I think they nailed the punishment. I think 10 months was fair. I thought 10 months was great. I don't want to see this guy going away for 10 years.
Well, you know how much urine this guy's going to drink in jail, right?
3 liters.
There you go.
You know that he's going to get a job in the food service when he gets out. He's going to piss on something again. Let's just face it.
So, do you have any recommendations from your previous job?
But I'm saying, what's he so freaking mad about? He's mad at his boss. He hates his job. He's like...
I think that everybody's just, a lot of people are just angry at the world, but you're taking it out on the wrong people. You know, it's like a food terrorist.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just an ambiguous attack on little kids.
I might have eaten that. I like
that's the other thing, too. Yeah. It's a child-based food group. Like, most people eating cereal are children.
Exactly. Cocoa Puffs and, like, Captain Crunch.
I'd like to see
he's attacking the youth.
Specifically which cereals he pissed on.
I have a list here. It was Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, and Puffed Rice Cakes.
I'm pissed on Raisin Bran. I hate those things.
Yeah, see.
That's two adult cereals.
That's three batches.
My grandson eats Rice Krispies, okay? What if this guy pissed in my grandson's cereal?
You have every right to pee in his mouth.
Okay. And upload it to YouTube.
Japanese man tapes up his wife and kicks her after he found out she was putting insulting comments on his YouTube videos.
We all know how hard it is getting a YouTube page off the ground in 2019. This 44-year-old had been trying to do it. He had been putting in some effort and he'd been making some leeway. While he was doing it, some troll started harassing him and just kind of knocking everything he was doing, pointing at all the stupid stuff he was saying. And after a while, he realized it was the woman he was fucking, his wife. She was the troll, and he handled it by tapering her up and karate kicking her.
I mean, his content
was
sucked.
Was it a karate kick, or are you taking some liberties with the ethnicities?
No, they were. He was Japanese. He's from Japan. It would be ninjutsu. Don't get me. Don't start with me on kung fu. I know everything.
All right.
At least he was getting comments, even the bad ones, because, you know.
Yeah, negative comments. That's going to help the algorithm here, okay?
Exactly. It helps your algorithm.
He's sensitive.
Again, it goes to what I said earlier. I would rather the negative energy than no energy, you know?
Yeah. They don't teach you how to handle your emotions in karate. They just teach you how to break boards.
It's hard to blow up these days on YouTube.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm one click away from wanting to see this guy now, and I'm... What's his name?
I have no idea.
Who Flung Poo, I think.
That wasn't the interesting part of the story, so I didn't write
it down.
Didn't
mention his name? Because I want to give this guy a shout-out. Like, I want to stop following him. I want to see what drew the ire of his
life. I want to follow her. I don't care about that.
Oh, God, what a kick in the balls that would be if she blows up.
She's
going to
blow up. She's the one who's funny. She's the one who did it.
And he was sentenced to jail?
Yeah, he's going to get us. He's going to do some time. And I don't know how. I don't know anything about Japanese court, but...
You don't know anything about Japanese court?
No, but they...
I spent my junior year abroad learning about that.
Really? Mm.
Japanese court?
Yeah, I'm fucking wrong. Joking. We kid. We bust balls here. Break balls, you might say.
So anyways, this guy wanted to be Justin Bieber. His content sucks. I mean, what are you going to do? Bottom line.
Apparently his wife doesn't.
She was breaking his chops and he tied her up. He taped her up.
I love Monday! Monday!
Yes.
Corey Rodriguez, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Listen, my feelings have been hurt since January. You're supposed to be on our show, and you blew us off with Conan O'Brien.
You're bringing that up now. Yeah. I mean, it's a setup. Yeah. It worked out. It went pretty good. It went pretty good. I got confused on which studio to go to. I would have come here, guys, if I would have known.
I mean, this is a little nicer than Conan.
No, it is. It is. It's not. It's cool, though. It's definitely, it's on par.
What does he have?
Does Conan have John's Roast Beef coming in catering the show? I don't think so.
No.
I mean, what does he have over us?
Did
he put makeup on you?
He did.
You don't need makeup.
No, I do need makeup.
No, you don't need makeup.
I need a little makeup just for a couple. They always tell me I have nice skin, though, when I get my makeup done. Right. Which is beautiful. They do.
Girls or guys tell you that?
Both.
Right.
Yeah. Is there any less effective if a guy's telling you have nice skin?
I'm just wondering.
Okay.
I feel like if somebody put makeup on me, then I would realize like how to put makeup on, and then I would just always be putting makeup on. I would feel like I had to.
I thought you wore makeup.
This is a fake beard.
But I like your name, Corey Rodriguez, but I feel like you should be like a Javier or like a Mateo.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah, but it's Corey. But that's you feel like I should be Javier? What the fuck
is that? So every time I turn around, you're on social media, you're all over the place. Alaska, Utah, Caribbean. What's going on?
Throw Utah in there.
I know.
It's funny. The funny thing about going to Utah is I did this thing called Dry Bar, which is like clean comedy. Right. And I do a lot of it for the Mormons and stuff. It's the only place I've ever went to that people warned me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys warning me? They're like, you're going out there with the Mormons. And I'm like, what's the problem? They're like, you're going out there with the Mormons. Be careful with the Mormons. I'm like, what do they do to you? Like, I've been out there three times now. I'm going back again in July. They like me. They don't do anything to me besides fucking laugh.
So it was all shallow. There was no reason to warn you.
No, but people act like they're going to abduct you and be like, you got to believe or some shit. I don't know why people warn you when you're going to go chill with Mormons.
How
but
are they for a comedy crowd? Like,
great.
You know there's like a specific, like that's...
Man, there's a lot of shit you can't say.
Yeah.
Like, what about right like there, polygamy jokes?
I didn't fuck with any of that. No. Before you do your special, like I did a dry bar special, which was just a clean comedy special. Before you do that special, they tell you, they send you like a video that's like.
It rocked, by the way.
Thank you.
I saw it. I loved it, dude.
Thank you. They send you a video and it's like, don't do any of this shit. And basically, you just have to be.
I'd love it if they swore in their email.
Squeaky clean.
Don't do any of this fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, don't do any of this motherfucking shit right here. No. But they.
But like, could you do a birthday joke?
They didn't say anything about birthdays. It's fine. But for instance, let me give you an example. I'm filming a special.
Oh, wow, I didn't even think about that.
I'm filming a special, and I don't even get what that even fucking means. That's well, like, how much I know.
They don't celebrate birthdays.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, they didn't say that. Yeah, they didn't say, I mean, you know.
You took it kind of rationally when I said that without the context.
Yeah, like, but I had no idea what it meant, so I just was going to roll with it like I do. Fuck it, man.
Good man.
Yeah, so here's what happened, though. I'm filming a special, and at one point somebody goes, like, I was like, oh, I was upstairs. You know, I was doing this joke about someone breaking in the house, and I was like, oh, my girlfriend was upstairs. And then this lady in the crowd, like, yells out to her, says to her daughter rather loudly, he means his wife. Like, because you can't have, I'm filming a special, and the lady says it out loud, because you're not supposed to have any premarital, living together, nothing.
Old school.
Drugs,
he means
none of that shit.
Wife.
She goes, he means his wife. Like, and we're like, oh, we won't use that.
That means
cut.
They were paying attention. They were very attentive.
Oh, they were
real time editing.
Did they laugh?
Yeah. No drink. Yeah, they laughed at everything, but no drinking, no. The place they had, the big thing was soda, which someone told me they didn't even supposed to have soda, but they had it. It was soda and candy.
These are the bad boys of Mormons.
Listen, but they fucking are great people. I'm going back out there. I love you guys. Awesome. I hope you're tuning in right now. Anyways.
Good skiing out there, too, I heard.
Yeah.
Mormons actually make up 38% of our viewership.
Skiing's awesome out there. Yeah. So,
good what are you, a snowboarder?
No. I mostly ski on the diamonds, the black ones.
Tell me about Alaska.
Alaska's awesome.
Really?
Alaska is, I've been to Alaska now probably 6 times.
Have you gone out when it's summer?
Yes, and when it's cold and hot, I've been there. I've been there where your brain's fucked because, can I say that? I already said it.
Yeah.
Where you, I already said motherfucker. I said motherfucking earlier, and I'm like, can I say fuck?
This is wet bar comedy. You can do whatever you want. Just don't insult Italian people.
This is tip bar comedy.
Anything else goes.
Don't insult Italian people. You guys are fucking karate kicking people earlier. Anyway, I was like, Jesus, what am I here doing right now? Anyways.
You wish you were back with Conan, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Alaska is cool, man. Like, it just blows your mind because, like, at 10
beautiful.
O'clock at night, you know, it looks like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's crazy.
Jesus. You know, so your brain is just like, what's going on? It's like, but it's cool. Eagles are there like pigeons.
Yep.
You know, you're hanging out there. You're like, man, it's an eagle right there.
Wow.
You know, it's just cool. And the people are, it's awesome. I mean, whatever. I was a cruise ship people. It wasn't like I was walking around the city just meeting all these random people. Yeah. But it was good.
Show me your town elders.
Yeah.
I need to speak with the man with the best story.
They do. It is legit though. There's bears that are just around. Like when you're in the city, I was in Juneau and I stayed overnight to meet the ship. One of the days I flew to Juneau, had to wait one night, and they were like, "Hey, you might want to get in before it's too late because you know the bears are known to just be in town when it's dark."
Like a bear curse.
So they just
hang out with you?
No, they fucking kill you. They don't hang out with you. They're like, so you should probably not just be roaming around at night.
That's
so
nuts.
Yeah.
It's like picking up jerky to bring home. It's like nobody told you get in before 9.
I feel like I'm a huge nature pussy too. Like I feel if I'm confronted with any kind of an animal, even though I'm much larger than it, I'm scared shitless. To be confronted with a bear.
Yeah.
Oh.
If I was confronted with a deer, fuck that. Like a deer.
I'm scared of mice. Dude.
No.
Coyotes are a new thing around here. And I was talking to one of my friends, and I was like, dude, I'm like, I opened up the back door the other night. I went out on my deck, and there was a fucking coyote on the deck. I'm like, I'm petrified from the ground. It came up to like just about like my little bit lower than my nipples.
That's not a coyote. That's something bigger.
That's a wolf.
It was
that's not a
like a Game of Thrones.
That's not a coyote. That's like the dire wolf. Yeah.
I was like,
it's a Rottweiler.
Yeah. Right.
I guess I can't ever go out at night again. It's kind of like how I felt. But my buddy was like, dude, it's just a coyote. They're scared of you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking petrified of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with
wild
nature.
Animals. You just, you know, they're wild animals.
Yeah,
well, deer,
wild animals.
Someone told me a deer will just hoof the shit out of you. Like, I didn't know. I was like, what do they do?
Because they're scared.
Because they have those little chiclet teeth, right? But yeah, they'll just get on their hind legs and be like,
oh,
and just hoof the fuck out of you, and you're done.
Did you hear about Corey?
Anything that lives in the woods
got the shit kicked out of him by two deer.
But two deer, or does, right?
Two does.
Those things run so freaking fast.
Make me look fat on camera.
I'm not fat. They run like deer.
The camera just—it's not.
Yeah, it adds on to.
You look good.
We're black on purpose.
What about the Caribbean? So you were down in the Caribbean too?
That wasn't even a joke, you assholes.
Fucking Boston. Anyways, what?
You were down in the Caribbean too?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
The Caribbean's great. I everywhere in the Caribbean. It sounds stupid, but I've been there a lot of times already. So, you know, Jamaica and Curacao and Aruba, Grand Turks and Grand Cayman and all those places a bunch of times already.
So if it's
and I feel bad. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. If it's on a cruise ship, you're meeting people from like all across the country, right?
Yeah.
So you get like a nice mix of like, who's the dumbest part of the country?
The South.
Midwest. I would say. I don't get to. I don't. Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
I want to say some clever shit here, but no. I mean, really, really, we always say that about people. Always like, they're so fucking dumb. They're so big. But they, I mean, people, whatever. They're fine. I don't know. I like them. I like all the different people that I meet, right? I could say some crazy shit right now, right? To just be making something up, but I can't right now. Like, they really are. Like,
I would have been like
anybody.
If you had like
that's
one.
Because you're great at what you do. That's why.
Yeah, well, I haven't met anybody like right. like super dumb. But I will say.
Have you been to Revere?
Yeah. See, that's
well,
the
home.
Spirit.
I didn't
Boston.
Add it. I didn't.
I
add
grew
it.
Up oh, there before you get on your fucking Facebook town council page. I fucking love Revere.
I will say this: I do feel bad when I'm walking around like the Caribbean because like I'm literally dropping jerk chicken bones on people's vacation destinations because I've been there so much and people like spend so much time to try to get there and I'm just like, I'm just dropping bones out there and they're laying out there like I've saved up all year. I'm like I've been here six times for like an hour.
So I got to give you credit. You bring in the best guests. Can we give Zolo a little round of applause here?
Yeah!
He's the best
John,
guest.
You don't bring too much to the table yourself, but the people you bring a lot.
Well, you just said you're a pussy, a nature pussy, but I just...
I'm a nature pussy. I'm a huge nature pussy.
I just said you're a pussy. All right. Tell us about the comedy on cruise ships.
Mm.
You did a lot of that, right?
Yes. Do a lot of that. So cruise ship comedy is again, it's clean. Older people, old heads. You just gotta clean it up, man. That's it. The biggest compliment that I'll get after a cruise ship show is you was so clean.
Oh yeah.
Because first of all, I'm black. They think I'm gonna go out there and be like, "What's up, motherfucking bitches?" Right? They think. So when these old white people don't hear me swear and they're laughing at all this other content, they're like, "I can relate." They come up after and they're just like, "Oh man, you know, I've never had so many ministers and pastors and reverends and priests and everything come up to me after a show and be like, yo, this is it." But the thing with me is it's like I do both. So like I'll have like my uncensored album that I have out, my CDs, you know, out. I'll be like, "I got my uncensored version of some of the things we talked about tonight and some other stuff outside." And then a lot of the people will come out and be like, "Why do you have anything uncensored? This is it." And then other people will be like, "I'm glad you got some shit other than that shit you were doing in there. Thank you."
That's the thing is like, you got to be good on a cruise ship because you're stuck on the cruise ship. You got to see those people, right? Like you're living in a community at that point, right?
It's the most pressure you ever feel. Well, I don't say ever feel, but it's a lot of pressure to feel as a comedian because you are stuck with those fucking people.
Right.
So unless you sit in your room. For 7 days. A lot of comedians just stay in their room. They just, they pop out when no one's eating. They go, they grab their shit, they go back to the room, like, and twiddle their thumbs, and hopefully they have Wi-Fi. But like, you know, like I go out and I'll be out and about. And sometimes it sucks because you'll know, like people, they don't hold back. They don't hold back. So they'll be like,
we daiquiris all day, right?
Well, so they'll say shit to you like, they'll be like, "We can't wait to see you. We loved you that first night." Now you got all that fucking pressure. Because they're like, "We loved you that first. We can't wait. We told everybody we're going to be back sitting right up front. We're going to be right up front, blah, blah, blah." And then after they see you that second time, they're like, "We liked you better the first night." So it's like, they're never 100% pleased.
Do you hang by the pool sipping margaritas in a banana hammock?
I sometimes hang by the pool sipping margaritas. With a banana hammock.
I've been on cruise. If you've never been on a cruise, though, cruises are awesome. Fun. Everything's inclusive. You can eat as much as you want. There's a lot of stuff to do, you know? I mean,
women,
it's going to be cool for you.
Yeah, banana hammock. I just be going along with shit sometimes. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna say.
Look at the graphic.
But banana hammock is just tight underwear, right? That's just a little Speedos. No,
you wear like an extra small one on purpose, I heard.
So what is banana hammock?
The banana boat kind of droops down a little bit more, I think.
No, it's like.
Oh, so they're like loose, tidy whities?
It's not holding it there, it's showing it off.
Yeah.
So like Speedos.
Like what Arnold used to wear.
Yeah, Speedos kind of like.
Like what Arnold wears is a competition.
I think that a banana hammock is a Speedo.
I can see you wearing one of those.
I think a Speedo is what you wear swimming.
That's what everybody wears in other countries.
A banana hammock is what you wear to show everybody that you can hang.
They all wear that shit.
It's a water displacement test. Let's get it going right now.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Do you look, when you're on a cruise ship, do you look to see the pubes coming out the sides of people's...
I mean, you can't help to miss them.
Do you like look like? Would you look back twice? Would you be like, "Whoa, they're really coming out"?
Three times. I'll
three times. Yeah. I just was wondering.
Yeah, definitely.
Because sometimes I would. I'm like, "What's wrong with me?" I'm like, "Oh
the
man."
The Island Monday really binoculars.
What do we got? We have a score in the Bruins game.
1-0 Blues.
Oh boy, that's lousy. So I heard you're going to be doing a creative something creative up here with the Breaking Balls team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be good. It's going
to
be great.
Group, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to get back in the studio. If you guys are going to bring those wings back, cook them a little bit more well done, and I'll fucking come
back. We'll have them here. You like them well done?
Yeah, well, I like them done, so fuck it. Jesus.
I like them well done, too.
Yeah.
Klusky, what do we got? We got something about OJ?
Yeah, they recently tried to unretire his number. Somebody on the Buffalo Bills wants it. And,
did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah. Somebody else wants his number 32.
Yeah.
Or like there's a rookie coming up or something like that. So they're unretiring his number.
Can you is it their unretired?
You would unretire their number. You would put it back out.
I mean, I'm surprised he's still in the Hall of Fame, to be honest with you.
Well, I think
they didn't throw him out.
Do they take people out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think no one's ever been taken out of a Hall of Fame.
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I mean,
Pete Rose still isn't in it.
How bad the guy was innocent to be taken out?
He was proved innocent. I'm not saying he was.
Yeah, right. No, but I mean, he was proven innocent, huh?
But like, all right.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't prove shit.
All right, here's the thing. Murders aside, okay. Now the next guy in the Hall of Fame is the guy, but the other guy. Like, if it was a home run contest, right? And you disqualified a guy from the Hall of Fame because he had 850, but he murdered somebody. The next guy who has the most home runs doesn't have the most home runs.
Yeah, but still, that guy with 850 home runs was the best
tainted
fucking home run hitter ever.
It's like he is tainted. I don't know. The guy was a great football player.
And I think if that's the case and there's an asterisk next to your name, I think there should be like a 32A, 32B. They should put the little letter next to it.
Bra sizes?
Yeah. No. No, I'm saying.
I
don't
know if it was a 32B.
No, I'm saying if it's controversy and you really want that number.
Asterisks. I want to know everything that happened and everybody can make their own decisions about whatever. But, I mean, you're unretiring the jersey. Aren't you just drawing more attention to the jersey now at this point?
Well, this is my thing. Who's like, I want to live on that legacy of OJ.
You're kind of right.
You're making a big deal out of it. If it's, if it's a big deal, I don't know.
Do you guys think OJ murdered his ex-wife there?
From what I understand, all evidence points towards that, but I never actually followed the trial all that
closely.
Don't
get me going on this shit, because here we go.
Does it make you crazy?
No, well, what makes me crazy about it is love don't fit, right? No, what makes me crazy about this kind of stuff is that
I think he was innocent.
We always pick and choose. We pick and choose which way we want to go. Well, one time people would be like, the legal system said he was found not guilty. And then other people would be like, they're fucking dumb. The legal system doesn't know what's up. So he was guilty. Everything leads that way. So it's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't, in my opinion, I think you know, everything happened like it was supposed to happen.
I think his son did it.
A lot of people said that too.
Yeah.
Because his son was a chef. His son had these knives, and he got killed with these.
I never heard that.
Well, it's a crazy theory
out
there.
We heard it, but you didn't hear it.
There's a crazy theory out there with the son that he was a chef.
See, I think that a lot of people just automatically bury OJ. Like, oh, he's absolutely guilty no matter what.
Yeah,
I'm like,
America,
I know. I look. I didn't listen to the fucking to the facts
of
the case.
TV was out of control. It became like, a show before it was even a trial. It was
everything pointed towards him. That's.
But listen, he was an arrogant guy, but so, I mean, he was cocky, but the guy was great.
Although,
so
since then, he's come out with that whole entire thing, like, what if I did it? That's a little hard to ignore.
I have a bigger question here, okay? All right, so we unretired the number 32. He was number 32, right? Yeah. At what point are we just going to not have sports anymore? Because all of the numbers, you're not going to have 11 numbers left to have a guy on the team anymore.
I got a solution.
We
just put a 1 in front of it, and now we aren't to 101, 102.
We're never going to run out of the numbers to have sports.
In Boston, we might. We've got so many pisser athletes.
Not in our lifetime.
No.
Not now.
Even
like
if
that.
They had to start wrapping the numbers around the body, you're going to run out of
numbers.
All right,
no, but I'm saying two-digit, single-digit numbers. You're going to run out of, like...
So, you
know didn't you always want to be...
This is such an easy solution.
When
no,
I grew up,
make,
I wanted to be my hero's number. I wanted to be number 11 or be number 12. Why can't you do it like that? It's a number. You own 12?
Klusky
yeah.
Hey, that's
the idea of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I think is great?
I'm just wondering. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to answer.
Do you remember do you remember David Wells?
I'm serious.
Oh, of course
he doesn't. David Wells, when he got to the Yankees, he asked to get number 3 out of retirement from, he was like,
it's Babe Ruth.
Oh, Babe Ruth. He was like, yeah, like Babe Ruth.
That's
he's
a
like
grown man who will see infinitely more money than I will ever see going, oh, number 14.
I just think it's great that he had the balls to go and ask the Yankees to take Babe Ruth's phone number. I have a phone number. Babe Ruth's uniform number out of retirement. That takes a lot of balls.
What's the next one we got, Klusk?
It's an OJ-themed one. Apparently, back in the day, he banged Chris Kardashian so hard that he broke her hip.
Wow.
That's an actual... That's a fact?
That's what I heard.
Is a fact?
Is that a fact or is that a...
It's apparently a fact.
It's an OJ quote.
They used to hang out all the time, the four of them right there.
Yeah. And the girls said they love the Kardashians.
But didn't he say something like, I broke her or something?
I hit it till I broke it, I think was the quote.
He said, I hit it till I broke it.
I wasn't there.
Look, before we go crazy, though, how are her hips? Does she have fucked up hips? Do we know that now? Like, if she has, like, weak hips or something, and people are like, oh, she always her hips always displace... Then it's not like he did anything special.
Yeah, but you got
to
think.
Being an NFL athlete, you should have to sign a disclosure. I mean, this is like, this guy's got strength. She's.
You have strength. No, fuck. Don't act like he's just monstering through pussy. Like, you have you have strength, too. He's not just like, oh, it's all coming from the midsection.
If you put me trying to return a kick in a football game, I would be dead.
If you what?
If I tried to return a kick in an NFL football game, I would be dead.
With that attitude, yeah.
Just run the other
way. I know I would.
Just run the other way. But, I mean, OJ did a lot of bad things to a lot of women, supposedly, from what we hear. I was never there. I didn't witness it.
I mean.
But I don't think. Do you think he was isolated pumping until he broke her hips?
I think
purpose?
He's making that up. I would. That's a lie I would make up. Oh, I broke this bitch's hip when I was fucking her. I don't think this is. I think that's. I would be in my memoir, like, making up. Oh, this girl from Canada you never met. I fucked her so hard. She
sprained her ankle.
Yeah,
she was running
she
away.
Sprained her ankle.
But the woman did have to go to the hospital after she had sex with OJ in the hot tub when their spouses went to bed, supposedly is the story.
This is, we're talking about Kardashian.
The Kardashians and OJ.
Yeah.
But Kardashian.
It is kind of weird.
Got OJ off.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
So did Chris.
Yeah, they both did, yeah. So.
It is really weird when you think about, like, those four people in that picture became such a big part of American culture for, like, 5 consecutive years. Like,
no, right now, still.
We're still talking
right
about it. But
Corey Rodriguez is talking about OJ right now.
Yeah,
he's still
you guys, we're still bringing up OJ. Well, you guys put me on the
who's
bringing up fucking
Kardashian?
OJ.
Who's the youngest Kardashian? She's the first female billionaire or something? Or
why
are
we talking about this right now with me here? Last week, did you talk about OJ with Trisha? Why did you talk about this shit with Trisha?
If Kardashian didn't represent OJ, then his family wouldn't even be popular right now.
Right.
If you think about it, right?
True. That's very true. So, he helped put him on the map.
He did.
Let's talk about some white fuck-ups.
There's like 5 of them up here right now.
Jesus Christ. Got any Harvey Weinstein shit in there?
What's the next one, Klusk?
We have jail mail. We can go to jail mail.
What about, don't we have something about Corey with Denzel? Ask Denzel.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'm on the wrong page here.
Good job, Klusk.
Send some Denzel questions in. Whoever, all my Breaking Balls people, send your Denzel questions in to...
Do you want to do an experiment so that people know what kind of a question to ask if I gave you
one
now?
They can ask me anything. Ask me whatever you
want. I
want to
hear
Denzel
about this Denzel.
All right, here we go. What kind of advice would you give as Coach Boone from Remember the Titans... about the story that we just talked about banging somebody in a hot tub. Being careful when you bang somebody in a hot tub.
Come over here, son. Let me talk to you. Sit down in the tub. Sit down. Don't take your feet out. Let your legs cook. Seems to me that you penetrated Chris's insides a little deeper than they should have been penetrated. Now we have to go to the hospital. You're making it obvious, son, okay? What I'm going to need you to do is go get Bertier. Let him drive you to the hospital. Bertier's from, all right, whatever. So, Anyway, send your questions in. Send your questions in to me, and Denzel answers all questions, whatever Denzel that is.
You lost me on Bertier, what's your favorite and then when Denzel? You explained it, I thought it was fucking fantastic. I forgot that was one of the people.
What's your favorite Denzel movie?
Oh, my God. My favorite Denzel movie, I mean, God, it's so clicky. It's Training Day. Training Day is great. Man on Fire is fucking great. There's so many. It's good. It's like, I love bourbon. I love Baker's. I love Basil Hayden. I love Maker's is that. You know what I mean? It's good. But I'm saying that to say I love a lot of Denzel movies. So, yeah. I mean, I like John Q. Sick. Help. My son's sick. He needs help. Huh? You going to get him a heart? Huh? You going to take my heart? Take my heart.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
I do love Training Day, though. Hmm? Training Day is my favorite.
Training Day's great.
Training Day.
Wasn't he around here recently, Denzel?
Yeah, he was.
Scenery and that shit.
Have you met him? Did you ever meet him?
Yeah, Book of Eli, Fences. Yeah. It's great. Book of Eli wasn't my favorite, but it was like... It was out of the Denzels, you know what I mean? It was like, it's okay. And Fences was cool. But, you know, I just always... Blind. Huh? Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah, right. Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
I love Monday! Monday!
How many times have you been told you look like 50 Cent?
Just now, just.
No way. You've heard that a few times, right?
Fat Kevin Hart, 50 Cent. Usually most older white people say Mike Tyson because we look nothing alike, but they just see a stocky black dude and they're like, Mikey Tyson.
It's probably
Asian
black
dudes call me
know.
Mikey Tyson.
Right.
Yeah, they always call me Mikey Tyson.
So we have, we get jail mail. So there's people from jail send stuff into us.
Okay.
Kyle's relatives. first one
some
is
of them.
Stephanie.
No, hold on. Wait. This is some real shit?
Yeah.
So you guys get jail mail. So who's getting into it? Or just some jail
they mail?
They email
it.
People that watch the show.
They email it to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen. I just want to know what's happening here. Some of my people's out there. Let's go.
The first letter written on toilet paper we got is from Stephanie. She was arrested last year for cutting the brake lines on her ex-boyfriend's Camaro. She's been following the show, and she loves the co-hosts Kat and Don Zolo. She said she'll be out in 15 to 18 months, and she wants to know if Mr. Monday can hook her up with one of the hot co-hosts.
So she likes Kat and Donnie Zolo?
I'll take her.
That means she likes homosexuals.
It does.
I mean, is she a lesbian?
Evidently, if she likes Kat.
Well, yeah, but she likes you too, so.
Yeah, she goes both ways. She's playing both sides of the coin.
She hasn't seen everybody that's come onto the show yet either.
I mean, Kate,
so
let her
write in again.
Steph, I can see if Kat will manhandle you.
That is a pretty sexy photo.
I know, she has dreamy eyes.
Girls,
but I'll have to check with Kat to see if she's attracted to her, because Kat's kind of picky. Donnie, are you picky?
She meets my standards. It's not even close. Like, it's not even a thing. Like, that's, yeah, she's great. Sign her up. I want to marry you.
You could leave a map of Hawaii right next to the number on her back.
Do you think that she's having lesbian relationships in jail with inmates, or she's being with, like, jail gods, men?
What's her charge? That's a great question, because if you're a woman, you have that option. If you're a woman, you can bang guards. Otherwise, you're just going to be, like, prison gay.
Also, you guys, we live in a different world now, and I'd appreciate if you give the women more options than just the two that you gave. She could just not be doing anything, too. Fucking unbelievable. You guys are monsters.
Corey, she's going away for 2 weeks. There's no way you can put that on hold.
So you don't think she's doing anything?
Huh?
You don't think she's anything?
No, she could be doing nothing. She could just be fucking waiting.
She might be using the mattress.
I'd be the guy.
She could be doing something to herself, but then sometimes you're in the frame of mind where, like, I don't know. I mean, even as a dude, if you really got locked up, man, and you were, like, in there for, I don't know. If you're only going to be in there for a short period of time, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe you have to still let one go.
That's the last place I would ever want to be, by the way.
Yeah, but if you didn't have a cellie or
something. Have you been to Chelsea?
Jesus.
All right.
Wow. I know, I'm not speaking from experience. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that I don't know. I don't know if you are you really would you be excited to pop one
if
out?
If I was like a lesbian in in jail? It would, would it be kind of like a kind of shitty summer camp with, like, you know, there's a bunch of girls.
I think you'd do fine. You would do fine in jail, Klusky, by the way.
I define fine.
You would just be totally okay. Like, okay. You know, you know?
Right.
You wouldn't have any problems. You'd be good. You'd slip right through.
I get along with everybody.
Yeah,
you're fine. You know,
like Eddie Esposito. Yeah.
Yeah, that goes a long way.
What's, where do we, what's the
being
next one?
Being agreeable in prison, that goes very far.
The next one is from Alfonso. He may not be able to grow a mustache, but he claims that the ladies love this. He was pushing pounds of Mary Jane in Southern California, but he could be getting out soon because the laws are changing. He said that he saw Corey on Conan. He loved the bit, and he wants to know if he'll be performing any time in California.
Oh, my God. Is that a real tattoo, or is that, like, fake?
I mean, ladies love it. Ladies love it. Look, here's the thing. Fuck, man, am I performing in California? So this dude's real, man? You guys brought me in with some fucking killers? Yeah.
He found us through you.
He wanted to talk to you.
That's hey, a man, safe bet. You can grow a mustache.
It's been 2 weeks that we've
Alfonso?
Been promoting your show.
Yeah, yeah, Alfonso, man, I'm glad. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I definitely, when I'm in L.A., you can be my wingman as long as, no, for sure. I mean, with the thing with ladies loving on his lip is fucking great.
Will you go visit it? Will you go visit him in jail?
I'll send him some letters. Send the letters into the show, and they'll forward them to me for sure. Because right now, I don't have a place to live. I'm just in and out of this place, that place. So, you know, just send them to them to here at the studio, and we will. I'll be sure to respond.
I'll give you his real address later. Don't worry.
You guys ready for another one?
Yep.
Yeah.
The next is Casey in Pennsylvania. With a look like this and the name Casey, we don't know if it's a guy, a girl, someone transitioning. That's their business.
Oh, my God.
But what we want to know...
What a head.
We want to know is... this person got so angry at their job that they blew it up. That's why they're in jail. Have you ever been that angry?
I mean, Casey, yes. What'd your boss do to make you want to do this?
Like, make you want to burn
I want to help this guy a little bit. I feel sorry for him. He looks like Bozo the Clown. Look at his head. I mean, I'd never want to blow anything up in my life, to tell you the truth.
Hey.
Not yet, anyway.
It looks like, urges.
Maybe I want to blow you up, Casey.
You remember when, like, Daffy Jeez. Duck would, like, blow something, like a barrel, and it would, like, go, like,
I mean, when Casey gets out.
You millennials.
Casey, when you get out, come see me. I'll give you some addresses of some people I don't like. You can go take care of them. Blow up their houses. I don't know.
Casey's eyes are amazing, though. What kind of eye cream?
He's, like, looking right through me right now. He's scaring the shit out of me.
Eye cream.
Casey's a woman, by the way.
Oh, Casey's a woman.
Casey's a woman.
What do you mean?
What about that little 5 o'clock shadow?
I was going to say, yeah, the 5 o'clock shadow is really the...
He's a half and half, the poor guy, or girl.
What am I into on this shit?
You guys, hey, man. I think we got one more. One more, right?
Go ahead.
The last one is from Richard in Iowa. This guy was arrested for killing his wife in 2007. He says he's innocent. He says she was killed by holograms. I don't know if that's true, but Richard says he loves breaking balls, and he wants to help do some street team stuff inside the prison wall. So if we get him some stickers, some swag, he would help us build a following.
He says he's innocent. Aren't all inmates innocent? Don't they all say that?
I mean, holograms came to your house. What are you going to do?
Let's send him stickers. Give him a case of stickers. Stick them all over the place. Stick them on your ass. Whatever you want, buddy. You can have them. They're all yours. We even have Mr. Monday condoms, too. We had some made. We'll send those
dental
to you, too.
Dams. We have the whole spread.
I know. Remember the dental? Yeah, we have dental dams and condoms.
Holograms. He looks like he would say that shit.
Do you think he just, when the cops came to his house, they said, like, they just, the wife's laying dead on the floor. He had had enough. They said, what happened? He just looked with a big fucking smile on his face, and he said, holograms?
Do you think holograms is the insanity plea, though?
Like, yeah,
do you
of course.
That's, like, that's just the play? Like, I'll
fuck
tell
this
him,
bitch.
I'll
I'm out.
Holograms.
Holograms did it.
That'll be my out.
Corey, tell us about some stuff you got coming up. You want to plug some of your stuff? What do you got?
Hey, get that crazy fucking dude off the thing. All right, cool. Fucking holograms,
what do you
man.
Got? We want to come, go to some of your shows, or are you all over the country? Where are you going?
I'm everywhere, man. You can see it at CoreyRodriguez.com. You can get an updated look at the schedule. Corey Rods, at Corey Rods on Instagram. CoreyRods. I will be, and check out the podcast, 30 Jobs Later.
Really?
Awesome podcast that we do. I'm sure some of these guys will be on the podcast. Don has already been on the podcast.
I've been on it.
Yeah.
Where you do that out of?
We do it everywhere.
Really?
I just travel and do the podcast.
Oh, that's great.
But I will be next week. I'll be in Bermuda next week. And then at the end of the month, I will be in... I feel bad. I want to put my phone on. Look, I don't fucking know. Just go to the website. CoreyRodriguez.com. I don't know. I really am going to be a bunch of places,
but
I don't know.
Busy.
Well, I mean, I know it seems like that, but I really don't know. I gotta
look
at it.
You got a lot of content on there too, right?
Yeah, tons
check
of content.
You out, get a feel of it. You can special and everything.
Check out Ask Denzel.
Check out the Ask Denzels. Make sure you guys do send Denzel questions. If you want to send me a question through Ask Denzel, either send it to my Facebook or send it to my Instagram.
Can the jail guy send it to?
Everybody else besides the jail people can send it to my Facebook. Or my Instagram. If you can do with the lip, Alfonso, if you can get him to send me to jail, I will answer Alfonso's question. But the creepy dude from Harry and the Hendersons and shit, I don't want that dude. I don't want the hologram dude. Fuck that
That's
dude.
Exactly who he looked like. I couldn't think of who he was. It's Harry and the Hendersons guy. Lithgow.
I don't want that.
Make sure you check out his Instagram, his Facebook, Twitter. You got Twitter too?
Twitter, yep. At Corey Rodriguez. Hit me up on those things and ask your Denzel questions. Anything you ask, Denzel answers. And just send a video and just start it with, hey, Denzel, and then we go from there.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight, man.
Thank you. This was awesome.
Was it as good as Conan?
This was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Great job.
Appreciate
you. Hey, we hate to see Monday come and go. This guy's killing it. Follow him on all social medias. Monday on three. 1, 2, 3.
Monday!
I love Monday! Monday!